Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at cloud vendors and assessing cloud vendors. You know, a lot of people are like, hey, Wolf, how do you come up with ideas to talk about? And I'm like, well, I get asked a lot of questions. And other people are like, hey, Wolf, I really wish you cover. And I'm like, then you should ask a lot of questions. I love getting some feedback. I love being said, hey, what about this? What do you think about that? How would you handle this process? Because those are the things in my mind that spark ideas, inspiration. And those are the things in my mind that, hey, if you're asking me, then someone else probably has the same question. And so now I'm going to cover today one of the things I was just asked. And tip for you is give some thought to how you can assess and maintain the security of your hosted cloud applications. Tell you how this came about. Company wants to do a pen test. Fantastic, we'll do a pen test. Company wants to know the security state. Fantastic, we'll help you out with that. Company wants to make sure that their data and their applications are secure. No problem. Company is almost entirely virtual and all their core applications are in the cloud. Full stop, wait a minute. You can't contract a pen tester to pen test a third party, right? It's not like you're going, oh, well, I host all my, you know, I buy all my books off Amazon and I want to make sure that's secure. So can I hire you to test Amazon? It's cool, right? Just my parts of Amazon. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with Salesforce or any number of these cloud applications. Concur, the list goes on and on. So what do you do in that case? What do you do? Well, one, many cloud application providers will have a security report that's available to customers. So part of it is having a very good vendor risk management program. Having a good vendor risk management program, which on a periodic basis, asks for these reports, evaluates these reports, and then risk ranks the apps. Now, the problem there is, if I am, let's completely change the field completely. Let's suppose I want to know the quality of my doctor and I ask for a press gainy score for a doctor in their report and I'm looking at it and I'm not medical and I'm like, okay, I think they're good. You know what I mean? You may not necessarily have the technical skills to do that. I wouldn't have it in a medical field or law field or any other field. So there's still the ability to tag in a security guy, maybe not a pen tester, but someone who's able to read those reports and give you some meaning out of it. Second part of that is, that's part one, if they have the report. Part two is, they don't have the report. What do you do now? What do you do? You can do vendor risk management assessments against them by asking them to fill out some paperwork. You can create your own, which I'm never a big fan of. You can utilize the Cloud Security Alliances. They've got a thing called the STAR assessment, which does work pretty well. So maybe they have it, great. And you can look at it and maybe you understand it, great. And maybe you don't and you get someone who does, great. Maybe they don't have it. So you're like, hey, here, fill out the STAR assessment so I can risk rank you. Again, maybe you understand it, great. Maybe you need someone to help you, no big deal. Third thing, and I see this happening primarily with small vendors, is they're like, yeah, that's cute. We're not filling that out. And you're like, wait, I don't know the value of this. I don't know the risk of this. I don't know the security state of your apps. What am I supposed to do? Very small vendors or very large vendors will often do that. What do you do then? Part of it is, if you have a vendor risk management program, risk ranking how often these applications are used, what they mean to your organization. Can you deal with not having that visibility and only putting enough effort into it as the risk requires? See this a lot in universities where getting things like the PCI attestation for some of these small vendors is terribly hard. And the university may only have like 3-4 credit cards going out of it. And I'm like, no, to accept the risk and move on. So there's going to be some risk prioritization as well. So in sum, if you are a company using most cloud applications, you're not going to pen test your cloud. But you can assess them by asking for predefined assessments, by sending them an assessment report, or if they won't play nicely, risk ranking, prioritizing, deciding whether or not you want to do business with this vendor. Simple as that. Hit me up with questions anytime. And have a good week, eh? Cheers.